Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Hallelujah! El Elyon, God, God Most High. Hallelujah to you, El Shaddai, God Almighty. Lord, we lift you up. We praise you first, Lord Jesus. We worship you first, Almighty God. We lift you up as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. To those of you listening today, may I ask you, and I've never asked this before, would you please, if you have been blessed by this ministry in any way, could you let us know? Would you please call 772-344-8485, that's our ministry number, or you could call this local radio station WCNO 772-221-1100 or the toll-free number 1-888-221-8990. And please leave a message if there is no answer. And please let us know, even just a quick, hello, I have listened to the program, or I can't understand a word of what she's saying, anything. Or maybe if you've joined in with the prayers of, yes, Lord, use me, Lord, when the Lord has given us a word that requires a response. Again, would you please phone either the ministry number 772-344-8485 or the station, which is 772-221-1100, or toll-free 1-888-221-8990. And let us know that you've joined in with the prayers, simply so that we can cover you in prayer. Your phone number will not be kept, and you will not be harassed in any way. So allow me now to just run through a few basic things that will keep us encouraged for such a time as this. I've been quite honest lately, and I shared with you that as a part of my answer to the Lord's command to arise, that I was stepping out and asking the Holy Spirit to use me to proclaim and declare healing in whatever way to those that He showed me. And I am always asking you, if you feel so inclined, to join in with prayers of affirmation and in response to actions that I sense the Lord has asked us to move in, so that we can say and respond to what the Lord has spoken. Because just as when you have a conversation with someone, you respond to what is being said to you. And I have invited and encouraged you to respond to what I believe the Lord is saying to us for such a time as this. So as we follow biblical seasons, we are now coming into the time of tabernacles. I looked up the word tabernacle, and the biblical meaning is a portable sanctuary. I would like to call it a sanctuary that facilitates a move that is led by the Lord. Again, we need to be ready to say, yes, Lord, here I am, Lord. Use me to your praise and your glory. I believe the Lord would have us to crave more of His presence, simply because it is one way that we can get as close to Him as we want. And I believe the Lord wants us to be expectant. The Lord has impressed the word imminent in my spirit. The release of something supernatural that will be the opposite of current events is imminent. And there is a current prophetic word that something huge is coming. And please, please do not be deterred by the word supernatural. Just break it down into the two words that it is. And again, I looked up the meaning of supernatural, which is relating to God, and that's a capital G, departing from what is usual or normal especially so as to appear to transcend the laws of nature, in brackets, what is natural. And I would say that we definitely need something that is not just our everyday norm right now. We need something that is really super abundant, far above what we can think, ask, or imagine right now, to overcome what we are thinking and imagining and seeing right now. Our old norm will not do. Because I believe that when the Lord moves, He wants us to be ready to move with Him, even if it is in a way that we have not seen before. We move in the natural, and He will add His super to it. He tells us to pray for someone, and He will add His super to it. He tells us to contact someone we have not seen for a while, and He will add His super to it. Personally, I am repenting of my apathy, my laziness, my complacency in seeking the Lord, and I am asking the Holy Spirit to fill me with the opposite, which is love, unity, encouragement, hope, and mercy. Let me share with you that basically, I am a worshipper. When I first came into the kingdom, apart from jumping up and down and wanting to tell the whole world about Jesus, when I first came into the kingdom, all I wanted to do was to worship Him, to sing songs to Jesus, lots and lots of songs, and cry and sing and cry and tell Jesus that I loved Him and cry and sing at the same time. I think He gave me a love for His word, maybe because He'd had enough of the singing and crying and the crying and the singing. Anyway, but worship is still my love language with the Lord. I feel that worship gets me into the right place where I need to be with the Lord. So what I've just been doing with you right now is just going through a lot of basics that will keep us encouraged in the Lord. But I do need to make a declaration right now, though. I declare that the King of Kings, Jesus, is at our earthly gates. Jesus is no longer gentle Jesus, meek and mild, wearing a white floaty gown. He is now fully in His office of King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have our own personal responsibility to follow the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords right now, for such a time as this, to be men of Issachar, to be able to see with our eyes and hear with our ears all that the Lord would say to us right now. Revelation says, Revelation chapter 1, verse 3 says, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." In the Amplified it says, "Blessed, happy to be envied is the man who reads aloud in the assemblies the word of this prophecy." That's Revelation. And blessed, happy to be envied are those who hear it. Blessed are those who hear it being read, and who keep themselves true to the things which are written in it, heeding them and laying them to heart. For the time for them to be fulfilled is near. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So it comes with a blessing, and I do want that blessing, to know the signs of the times. It is for whosoever will. So I encourage you, saints of God, to ask the Holy Spirit to show you Jesus, and let Jesus be seen in you. In John chapter 16, Jesus said, "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Hallelujah to you, Lord Jesus. Now, they were some of Jesus' last words. I believe the Lord would have us recognize. I believe the Lord would have us recognize that we are living in awesome, miraculous times. Almighty God has a sovereign plan. He is God. I believe the Lord wants us to follow the Holy Spirit strictly by following the Word of God. Cry out for the lost and do your best to get them into the kingdom by the power of the Holy Spirit. Pray for the lost and do your best to get them into the kingdom by the power of the Holy Spirit. Pray for the Holy Spirit to wake up those that are asleep. Everything that can be shaken is being shaken. You have been chosen for such a time as this. You are here for such a time as this. And right now, I believe the Lord would have me say the Aaronic blessing over you. That is in Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. So just sit back and hear the word, the blessing over you. I'll pray the short one first. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord shine his face upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face upon you and give you his peace. I'll now pray it from the Amplified Version. The Lord bless you and watch, guard and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. The Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. Now, may I ask again what I asked at the beginning of the program? May I ask you, would you please call 772-344-8485. Even just a quick hello, I have listened to the program. And if you have joined in with the prayers of response to the Lord, it's just a way that we can simply cover you in prayer. Again, I give you the numbers of the radio station, if that's more recognizable to you. 772-221-1100 and toll free 1-888-221-8990. And please leave a message. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If you've been listening to the program and you've not yet made Jesus the Lord of your life, may I please encourage you, if you would like to say these words with me. Lord Jesus, I have heard that you are the Son of God. I've heard that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin. And right now, I repent of my sin. I turn away from my sin. And I accept that you have paid the price. I ask you now, please, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and my Savior. And Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill me completely. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to show me Jesus and to let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485. Take my life and let it